thank you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and a live TV media ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. Thank you so much for joining us for today's In the Garden program. As always, we pray God's richest blessings on you and your family, and we hope you'll stay right here. We've got some things on today's program that I think will really be a blessing to you, so we hope you'll let them bless your soul. We've got some great music coming up. We've got the Homeland Quartet on the way in just a couple of minutes with a song called Singing in My Soul, and a little bit later on, it's Allison Durham Spear with a beautiful song that'll be a blessing to you, no doubt, and we've also, in between, got a brand new message, part two, actually, of a new message from Pastor Carlton Duck entitled God Has a Place for You. That's all straight ahead on today's In the Garden program. It is the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, just about a block off Lakeside Drive and just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College. We invite you to come worship with us. We have Sunday school that begins at 10 a.m. Our morning worship service begins at 10:55, and Sunday evening worship service gets started at 6 o'clock at Gethsemane Baptist Church. And don't forget about Wednesday nights. We have a big night Wednesdays as well. The Wednesday evening worship service begins at 7 o'clock. And also the Awana Clubs will start next week. September 17th will be the beginning of the year for the Awana Clubs. That's for ages 3 through the teens. And it's a brand new look, brand new attitude, everything brand new about the Awana Clubs this year. So we encourage you to bring your kids and let them learn about God's Word, and they can have a great time while they're doing that. And you can be blessed to be in the Wednesday evening worship service at the church where the shout has not gone out. Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. This is the Homeland Quartet and Singing in My Soul on today's In the Garden program.
I'm so glad somehow I've got salvation now. It keeps the Spirit moving in my soul. Every day I find there's peace and joy in mine, and it keeps me singing in my soul.
Oh, I'm singing. Yes, I'm singing in my soul. When the burdens roll, I'll sing from morn to night. It makes my burdens light. I'm singing, yes, I'm singing in my soul.
My heart rings out in triumph song.
Oh, I'm singing. Yes, I'm singing in my soul. When the burdens roll, I'll sing from morn to night. It makes my burdens light. I'm singing. Yes, I'm singing in my soul.
Homeland Quartet and Singing in My Soul on today's In the Garden program. Again, this is the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, and you are certainly welcome to come worship with us anytime. You're also encouraged to tune in to a live TV. That's our television ministry. You'll find that on Nesby Cable, Channel 7, anywhere you get Nesby, in Bedford County, Campbell County, in Appomattox, or the Pamplin area. You can tune to Channel 7, and you'll find it right there, television ministry, and the In the Garden program is what I started to mention. That is the flagship program originating from right here at Gethsemane Baptist Church. As a matter of fact, if you're up around 6 a.m., you'll find it on every day from Sunday right through Saturday from 6 to 7. If you are up early, you can tune in. Start your day off the right way by tuning in for the In the Garden television program. Of course, there's so much more. There's devotion time several times throughout the day. There's lots of great local preaching programs, and there's also some great Southern gospel music videos. Lots of things on there to bless you. It's a live TV, and again, you will find it on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable systems. Now, if you're in Lynchburg and the Amherst area and you're on Adelphia, let me remind you that you can tune in for the In the Garden television program, at least on their local access channel, Wednesday nights at 6:30 and Thursday mornings at 10:30. And we're still encouraging folks to give Adelphia a call. Let them know you'd be interested in having a live TV on your cable system as well. You can tell them that Nesby's already done it and you want to be blessed too, that you want Adelphia to put the live television programming on their cable system and actually your cable system as well. So if you feel led to make that call, God bless you. We certainly do appreciate that, and we appreciate you helping us get the word out about a live TV to all of Central Virginia. And right now we're going to take you to the pulpit of Gethsemane Baptist Church. It's part two of Pastor Carlton Duck's message. And it's entitled, God Has a Place for You, on today's In the Garden program.
Now, you realize today it makes no difference as to what happens in our life. Many times when the bad things of life happen to us, we get embittered towards God, or we feel like maybe God doesn't care, or where's God at? And even Job went through that time of difficulty. I've talked to people and said, you know, I don't know if God really loves me anymore, and I don't know if God really cares for me. I just don't understand why I'm in the deepness of this situation, or why seemingly the light won't break through, or why I can't get out of what I'm in. It makes no difference today. Listen, God today perhaps is giving you a dream and you haven't got to that dream yet. I'm sure that Joseph could have been very discouraged. He had the dream and he winds up in a pit. And then he's sold into slavery. Listen, you just need to believe in God today, don't you? Amen. You just need to trust in the Lord and realizing today, whatever God has placed on your heart in your life, it will come to pass. God will make a reality. God will come through for you. Hallelujah today. I'm glad that we've got a God of provision today. I'm glad that we've got a God of promise today. I'm glad that we've got a great, awesome, and wonderful God. And let me tell you what, beloved, today, we just need to put our confidence in the God of heaven today and realizing that God will never leave you and God will never forsake you. Amen. The devil will send you today, and he'll put you through every pit of darkness that you can go through, won't he? And realizing today, even in the pit of darkness, I'm reminded of what Jesus said. He said, I am the light of the world. Glory to God. Folks, we're living in a dark hour. I don't know whether you've woken up and realized tonight, today that we're living in a very dark hour. We're living in a time of great political unrest. We're living in a time where even our people here a few months ago, people were applauding and our president's popularity was at its highest point. Now, and the politicians stood there and they applauded him and supported and they endorsed, and all of a sudden the popularity went up and looked like the war. We were winning the war, and now all of a sudden there's problems that have broken out in other parts of the world. And this Iraq situation has not become a finalized deal yet, and there's still problems, and we're still having men and women lose their lives on the foreign soils of Iraq. And it seems like now all of a sudden people are saying, well, did we really make a good decision? Should we have not have gone into war with Iraq? Should we have not done this or should we have not done that? You can't turn the clock back on anything. And folk, let me tell you what, this is a depressing hour that we're living in today. We're living in probably one of the darkest hours that's ever been on the face of this earth. Not only politically, but spiritually. I mean, listen, just here recently, we saw them cart out of the courthouse down in Alabama the stones of the Ten Commandments that, of course, were chiseled. And realizing today that those were indications of what we stand for. But let me tell you what, they can take today the granite stones of the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses. And they can take today all the other things that stand for holiness, and you mark it down. The next thing is going to go, you won't pledge allegiance to the flag anymore, and it won't be one nation under God anymore. The next thing they will do is take the currency, and where it says, in God we trust, they will take that off. And so what does the world want? They want a totally dark world without God. But let me tell you what. They can take Him out of the courtrooms. They can take Him out of the places of higher learning. They can take Him out of everything. They can take Him off of the currency. They can even take and burn all the Bibles. But they can't take Jesus out of your heart, because God has a place for you. Amen. These are dark hours that we're living in. This is a dark day, and I believe it's the darkest day that has ever been upon the face of this earth. I believe today that people are worrying themselves, and they are concerned. And today I believe there's a grip of fear that's fallen upon not only our land, but the nations of this world. There's a lot of things that are happening that are unexplainable. There's a lot of things that are going on that's beyond our imagination. The barnyard morals of Hollywood has once again invaded the ranks of the wholesome and the moral and the traditional Christian values that we stand for in the Word of God. And once again, we've seen the ploy of Satan try to invade the ranks of the living with more darkness and more depression and more defeat. But oh, hallelujah, I'm glad I know a God that says, I've got a place for you, amen. I'm glad I know a God today that's bigger than the darkness. I'm glad I know a God today that has already won the victory. The devil hasn't won. He is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is still the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And you may be in a dilemma today, a dark night, but I've got good news for you. You're not going to stay there. Hallelujah. See, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He didn't say, I was once the light. He didn't say, I will be the light one day. He said, I'm still the light. And realizing you don't have to wait until you get out to know that I am brought you out. You know, listen, sometimes, listen, you know I am is there, but sometimes it looks like I am will not be. But it doesn't make any difference today. Today, the fact is, He's still I am. And the fact of the matter is today, it's not today what the situation is trying to impose upon us. It's the God that will bring the light of heaven into the darkness of the situation that we were in. And Joseph was in a dark night. But let me tell you what. You read down through the pages of God's Word, and what do you find that God did for Joseph? He turned it around. Amen.
Be sure to be here tomorrow for the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message entitled, God Has a Place for You, here on the In the Garden program. We hope you'll stay right here as well. We're not quite done making sure you get all the blessings you need yet. So there's more to come on today's In the Garden program. Some more great information to share with you. And right now, some more great music. This is Allison Durham Spear. It's called I Will Glory in the Cross on today's In the Garden program. That is Alison Durham Spear, and I will glory in the cross on today's In the Garden program. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Before we go, let me take a minute and let you know about our website. It's at www.itgm.org. That's easy to remember. It's short for In the Garden Ministries, itgm.org. And we encourage you to log on there and get a blessing. There are lots of ways that you can stay in touch with what's going on at Gethsemane Baptist Church. You can get the prayer list there and find out just which folks you need to remember in your own prayer life. And that's just one of the many things you can check out. Pretty soon we'll have even some more new features. We'll even have a way for you to get this very radio program via the website, via the Internet. So that's something exciting that's going to be coming up soon. And there's lots more. There's still the prayer chain. Well, lately we've had a little bit of problem with our server as far as getting out the messages, but I think most all of that is resolved. So that's certainly something we encourage you to take advantage of. It's the prayer chain. If you have prayer needs or prayer requests, or you know of someone who could use a touch from the Lord, you can make that known right on the website. Just fill it out in a form, and when you click one button, it's sent out to folks who are part of the prayer chain in their email. They'll get the message, and they'll pray for that need, and you'll be blessed that way. And you can become a part of the prayer chain, too, simply by submitting your own email address, so that when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, their messages will come to you, and you can be a blessing to them by remembering them in your prayer life. Again, it's the prayer chain. You'll find it and so much more at our website at www.itgm.org. And we surely hope you'll join us next time right here on the In the Garden program. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.